Okay, where's my penny girl? Come on, Penny. She's just an absolute little blessing like the rest of them, this one.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. Well, up until lunchtime, I didn't know what I was going to share. I was asking God. God has done a lot in the lives of myself and my family. Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to stand here, aren't I? Okay, so if you're not aware about, you know, the culture of Ghana, we are not traditionally Christians. We have African traditions that we are supposed to conform to. My great grandmother was a slave trader, and that's how she met God. She was on a journey. She bought a couple of slaves, was traveling, journeying to the coast to trade them off to white people to bring to either, I think the Americans or wherever it is they were taking them. And she met a couple of evangelists, and through that she became born again, and she brought Christianity to my father's village. And was through her, and it's actually an amazing story, because she was a woman, and at the time women were not allowed to make decisions or initiate anything. But through my great-grandmother and my grandmother, there was an establishment of a church. And that led to bringing Christianity to our side of the country, which is the Volta region in Ghana. And through that, my dad got born again. I'm standing here today as a Christian. It wasn't easy. I grew up in a Christian home, but we realized, or we observed, that none of the kids were Christian. We knew about God. We wake up every day at 5 a.m. to pray. My mom will come banging on our doors to get up and have morning devotion. We didn't take it seriously. We thought it was normal. Every household had it. But as we grew up and we left the home, we stopped praying. We stopped going to church. And being the last of four kids, I found God in uni. I actually got born again at the time where I thought, you know, I never believed I would be born again. I was from a Christian home. I was like, I didn't want anything to do with God. I just wanted to live my life, you know, free from all of that. But somehow God thought, you know what, you need to come to me, and found me. And once he did, my elder sister joined in, and now my brother. So thankfully, we are all now back to God, and that is my testimony. I have a song, Amazing Grace. Please join me to sing. I'll finish with some.